The lawmakers and candidates were given 2 minutes each to answer three questions, ranging from their experience working with the developmentally disabled, to their plans to promote community and home-based services, to what they would do to protect funding that supports programs and services for people with disabilities. Governor Pat Quinn announced $576 million in cuts to the Department of Human Services last week, which may lead to additional cuts of non-Medicaid programs in mental health, rehabilitation services, and developmental disabilities. The Developmental Services Center in Champaign served about 1,400 people in the last year. Janice McAteer is the DSC's development director. She says it's going to be increasingly difficult to respond to the community's needs if funding for social service programs continue to be cut.
Over the last several years, the cuts that human services have had to endure are heads above what other government entities that are funded have had to sustain.
McAteer says cuts should be made across the board.
Obviously, no one wants to see education cut, but I think everybody has to endure the same kind of pain, and that is what we're asking for.
Our names are Stephanie and Brandy, and we work for DSC.
Yeah, we're like the clients that's gonna affect it.
We live in a group home.
Meet Stephanie Tapman and Brandy Strong. Stephanie is handicapped, and both of them have learning and behavior disabilities. They live in a group home through the Developmental Services Center, and they say they're worried that future cuts to the DSC will mean...
we will be homeless, with no jobs, nowhere to go.
And I don't think cutting the budget's a good idea. I think they need to not cut the schools, but don't cut DSC, don't cut us, because we're the ones that have to pay for it and all.
McAteer says the DSC has no plans to eliminate its group homes, but she's not ruling it out if the state doesn't pay the $2.2 million it owes the center. Democrat Michael Poore and Republican Chad Hayes are vying for the 104th District House seat that will be left vacant by outgoing Danville Republican Bill Black. Poore is a Danville alderman whose 15-year-old daughter with cerebral palsy passed away in 2005. He says he knows what it means to take care of a developmentally disabled child, day in and day out. Poore says the state needs to start generating revenue so that it can meet the backlog of payments that it owes organizations like the Developmental Services Center.
You know, one of the reasons that we're looked at funny by other states is because we don't meet our obligations and pay our bills. And that's why we can't attract industry and things in here.
Does that mean higher taxes?
I think you'll see it after November. People are staying away from talking about taxes because they want to get elected.
Poore says the state needs to look at raising taxes to generate more revenue for programs like those in human services. But his Republican opponent, Chad Hayes, says that should be a last resort. Hayes, who is vice president of development at Provena United Samaritans Medical Center, says the state should focus on boosting support for human service programs by drawing businesses to Illinois.
I don't think you can go to the individual taxpayer and say, I need more of your hard-earned money before there is a good faith, real effort to change how we run our government.
Republican State Senator Dale Ryder of Mattoon says wasteful spending contributed to Illinois' current financial mess, and he says the state government needs to set priorities before it considers a tax hike. But Democratic State Senator Mike Frericks of Champaign says solely making cuts won't solve the state's budget crisis. The Developmental Services Center's Janice McAteer says advocating for state support is now a permanent part of her agency's role. She says she plans to work closely with whoever is elected in November to ensure that they keep their promises when they head to Springfield. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.